Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Hello, Mossy.
Monica.
How are you after your ordeal?
Still weak.
I'm told you're lucky to be alive.
I'm told the same.
I went to the hospital, you know.
I know. You ran into my mother.
We had a bit of an argument, let's say.
Nothing changes. What brings you back to y'all?
A few reasons. The main one is to see you.
Well, now you've
seen me. Please, Marcy, let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. You packed your bags and left. It's cut and dry to me.
Oh, Marcy, will you have a drink?
No, I think I will. I feel stupid sitting here with nothing in front of me.
Here, get me the same again, a G&T with ice and lemon, and whatever you're having yourself.
Oh, look, don't embarrass me. Put your money away. I'll get him.
Always a gentleman.
Tom, a pint and a G&T with ice and lemon, please.
Right away. I tell you one thing, Moss. It's great to see you looking so well after all you've been through.
With so many people wishing me well, I think I might do it more often.
To be honest, we all thought you'd never be found.
Well, I dare say it didn't taste to kill a bad thing.
Ah, it wasn't your time. That's a fine looking woman you're with.
She is, isn't she?
There you go.
Thanks, Tom.
That's it, 52 no mass.
So,
cheers.
Thank you. I was just looking at the bar when you were there. You're still a fine-looking man, Moss.
You don't look too bad yourself.
Thank you.
No, Monica, you didn't come here to discuss my health or how well I looked. Why did you have to come back?
Well, it wasn't easy for me to meet you.
Is it what you think that was easy for me here?
I don't suppose you did. I came back, actually, because my father died a couple of days before you went missing.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. May he rest in peace. I would have gone to his funeral had I known.
You had enough problems of your own.
He was a good man.
He was, and he liked you, Marcy, you know.
I didn't know that. I often met him, you know, when he came to y'all to do his shopping.
He had great respect for you.
Aye, and I respected him too. He always minded his own business.
I used to talk to him at least once a week on the telephone. He kept me up to date on what was going on.
He never mentioned anything to me.
Don't blame him. I made him promise to keep his mouth shut.
Well, he never broke that promise.
Before he died, he begged me to try and patch things up with you and to tell you about our son, Morris. He told me to christen him Morris.
I'm sitting here trying to hate you, but really hate you, but I can't.
Please, Marcy, I'm sorry.
Where is he? My son?
He's in the town with my sister. I wanted us to meet first to have a talk.
Did you tell him about me?
Of course I did. I told him what a fine big man you are, that you were a soldier. He wants now to be a soldier himself. I never spoke badly about you to him.
Thanks. Oh, I appreciate that.
He'd often take out the photographs and show them to the other boys in school. That's my dad, he'd say.
Would he... Would he know me to see, like?
He should. He's looked at the photographs enough times.
I never knew I had a son. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't deliberately set out not to tell you. Mossy, it's complicated. It's just happened. I often thought of you not being there when he took his first step or when you took him to school for the first time. I felt terrible.
I would have liked that. But I never knew that I had a son.
He's at an age now when he keeps asking for his father, and I wanted him to meet you.
But he would have known that he had a father.
And I would have known that I'd a son if you hadn't left.
You pushed me away, Morris.
How did I push you away?
Yes? No, we'll go out. Mossy, your son is outside.
What? How do I look?
You look like you always do, good.
Don't go away, Monica. Stay with me. I don't know what to say to him.
Just be yourself.
That's what I'm afraid of. Do you think he liked me?
I've yet to meet a child in this town or anywhere else that didn't like you. Here he is running up to you. Morris, this is your son.
Daddy.
Hey, mister.
I like your 4x4. It must have cost a lot.
Stay away from it, or he'll tear you apart.
What's your dog's name?
Sid. That's a funny name for a Rottweiler.
Sid Vicious. After the punk rock legend, Sid Vicious, of the band The Sex Pistols.
Hey, that's cool. Never heard of him.
Mister, we look after your 4x4 until you come back, in case it gets scraped or your mirrors might fall off.
No one will dare touch it with Sid in it. He's well able to look after it.
Mister, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what?
Can Sid put out fires?
Get the bloody hell out of here.
You can't watch it all the time.
I'll tell you about this pub. It's an old folks' home. They're all waiting in the departure lounge to be called by the Grim Reaper.
By who?
By the Grim Reaper. He's dressed in black with a hood. He carries one of those things on his shoulder that you cut grass with.
A flymo.
Jesus, I'll give you a flymo.
I'm joking. I know what you're talking about.
Compo, will you concentrate? We're going in here now, and if he doesn't have the money, we'll take it from the till, and then we'll do the same every few weeks when he's not expecting us.
Yeah.
You grab a couple of bottles of whiskey and I'll take care of the money. We'll hit another few pubs on the way. Get back on the 50 as fast as we can and we're home. In and out before anyone knows what hit them. Now watch my back.
Right. I'll be behind you, win or lose.
Win or lose?
It's a Rod Stewart song. I'll be behind you, win or lose.
Well, you never mind Rod Stewart. Now watch me back.
Yeah.
Here we go. Like I told you, it's an old folks' home.
It must be an old men's home. Jesus, there's not a woman in sight.
Hey, pal, where's your boss?
I'm the boss.
Compo, we got a comedian here.
Yeah.
Get your boss. Don't say a word or I'll wreck the bleeding place.
Like I said, I'm the boss.
Yeah, well, you look nervous. No one makes a fool out of me and gets away with it.
I'm just after getting a nod from me. Professor, bolt that door.
It's my pleasure. Mossy, don't waste time talking to a fool, because he'll beat you hands down with experience.
Mossy, don't do this by yourself. We're all here with you. We'll take them together.
Mac, I'll be all right. A couple of good digs will soften that fella's cough.
We all know you have a punch like the kick of a donkey, Mass, but you're only out of hospital, and you're not a young fella. You've nothing to prove.
Well, young or old, a donkey'll still give a good kick. Mac, I'm not trying to prove anything. But nobody pushes around my friend, the professor.
What are you looking at?
I hear you're looking for me.
Yeah? Are you a Callaghan?
I've been called worse.
I heard you're a tough man. One of the toughest in y'all.
If you say so.
Well, that's what I hear.
We've never met before, or have we?
I bought up your debt. You owe me now. If you don't pay me, you'll be sucking your food through a straw.
God, fight and talk.
Leave Mr. O'Callaghan alone. Sure, he's just out of hospital.
Just out of hospital? Let's hope they've kept a bed warm for you then.
Show me the date.
You take my word. You owe me. Here.
Jeez, Moss is tearing it up.
You can't do that.
Can't I? Well, I've just done it.
Yeah, from where I'm standing, the contract is torn up. Therefore, it's null and void. It's not worth the paper it's written on.
Compo, you spent enough time in and out of court. Is that true?
What are you looking at me for? How would I know? I'm not a bleeding judge.
Oh, Callahan, you pick those pieces up off the floor if you know what's good for you. Pick them up!
Chrissy, what are you doing here at this hour?
Didn't I forget to get the cat food today, Nora? Will you give us a couple of tins there, girl?
Premium or at the ordinary stuff?
Premium, of course. I wouldn't give that other stuff to a dog.
Any news?
There's nothing happening around this place. I came down the main street and disquieted in the graveyard. I see here Michael and Catherine are thinking of getting back together again.
Michael and Catherine who?
Don't you read the papers at all, Nora, for God's sake. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. You're the only ones that's not following it, I'd say.
I didn't even know they were separated.
I'm glad for them. They're a lovely couple. It says here that they're speaking daily. Isn't that lovely?
I didn't even know they were separated.
I'm glad for them. They're a lovely couple. It says here they're speaking daily. Isn't that lovely? Michael's staying in his New York pet close by. And when he returns from his trip to LA, how are you? I love the way they says LA instead of Los Angeles. Anyway, when he returns from his trip to LA, they're going to sit down and work through their problems.
Isn't it easy for them and they're filthy rich? If they get tired of each other, sure, they can do a trade-in for a new model. Not like us. We're tired until one of us dies.
Nora, sure, they want to make it work for the children's sake.
Well, I'm glad they're thinking of the children.
And of course, they love each other too. Nora, you haven't a romantic bone in your body.
Come here, if you were chained to this counsellor for most of your life, you wouldn't have a romantic bone in your body either.
Nora, we must have a bit of romance in our lives. Romance makes the world go round.
Money makes the world go round. And if anyone tells you different, they're lying. But I tell you this, Chrissy, I would have given me right arm for a kiss from his father.
What are you talking about now, Nora?
I'm talking about Michael's father, Kirk. Ah, there was a man for you. I loved that little hole in his chin. I would have sipped champagne from it.
Oh, I'd have given more of my right arm for the night with him, I'm telling you. Do you remember him in the Roman picture? The one where the slave, where he's a slave and he goes against the Romans. Do you remember that one?
I know the one, but I can't think of the name of it. Oh, he only had a bit of a cloth wrapped around him and a pair of sandals. There was a man for you. They're only wearing socks nowadays with their sandals.
He was a real man, all right. There's no one like him nowadays. Will you look at this? I don't believe it. You can't go from being 23 stone to 10 stone in 12 months.
Ah, that's touched up. Yeah. It has to be. Ah, she's been under the knife.
I'd never go under the knife, would you?
I would not. But I know a few people who I'd like to put under the knife myself. Oh, he loves me natural look.
Oh, they're natural, all right.
God-given.
I don't know who gave them to you, but I'd like to meet who gave us our natural looks. I think he was only learning. He would have done a better job. I'll read your fortune for you. It's always right. It says, the men of your dreams can walk through your door at any time. Isn't that what we were just talking about, Nora?
What's that got to do with what we were talking about?
It's talking about romance.
Ah, if you say so.
Listen to this, listen. It's always worth taking a chance in love if it feels right. Listen to your heart that rather than other people's advice. No one, only you know how you feel. Go for it. These horoscopes are never wrong. The next man that walks through the door could be the one.
Spartacus. That's the name of the picture we couldn't think of.
Nora, sometimes I wonder about you.
I thought you said you weren't going reading the papers anymore. That there's too much doom and gloom in them.
There's nothing but doom and gloom in them. Soon we'll be asked to wear black armbands.
Are you taking the paper?
I won't bother, sure, I've read it.
Is that everything, so? Two tins of cat food, premium.
That's it. Put them in the book for me, Nora, will you?
Do you want a bag for them?
Nah, sure, no, they're grand, I'll carry them. I want to be off anyway before it gets too late.
I'll bolt the door after you.
Well, hello, Father O'Connor.
Good evening, ladies. I'm not too late.
No, Father.
I'm off. God bless.
God bless. Chrissy.
Nora, go for it.
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yall production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.coy104fm.com.